Workmanship is cunning, ability, or skillfulness. Thus, workmanship is involved in anything that is a skill. Workmanship was given to those involved in making things for the tabernacle, so they could make it skillfully, according to the pattern given by God. Exodus 31:3-5. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. And Exodus 35:31-35.
And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in the carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work, and hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work of the engraver, of the cunning workman, of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work.
There it shows a number of places of work, workmanship, skill, cunning. All of these things have to do with the spirit of workmanship. Workmanship can be used in carnal areas of our life anytime a skill is involved. Driving. We could use workmanship to make us better drivers. Cooking, typing, doing math, writing, fixing things, etc. All of those things are skills. In our ministry, workmanship helps us work lines of thought to prepare them, and then helps us put them out skillfully to prove a doctrine or teach a new concept to a student. 2 Timothy 2:15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
And Ezekiel 28:13-14.
Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
This was a description of Lucifer, how he had all of these different works, which are described by all these different jewels or gemstones that was in him, and it specifically mentions the workmanship of his tabrets and his pipes, which was to get these messages out and have them be instant in season and out of season. And there was workmanship involved in that being in him and him having that. It can make us more skillful in working our discernment and in the battle against evil. Hebrews 5:14.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
If you have to have your senses exercised, then that is skillfulness, and so workmanship is involved in that. It also helps musicians be more skillful in playing instruments. 1 Chronicles 25:7.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 288.
Here it uses the word cunning in the songs of the Lord, but that is skillfulness. And Psalms 33:2-3.
Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise.
It says to play skillfully. We can pull on workmanship to work grace and love together to grow our appreciation for God. These are just a few illustrations. The point of them all is that anything that is a skill, anything that one must learn to do, is an exercise of workmanship. James 1:25.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Any kind of doing the work, anytime you're doing something, that's a skill. And somewhere in there, workmanship is going to be involved in that. It was God's workmanship in creating the universe from galaxies and solar systems on down to the smallest cells to make everything work and work together. And this is described in Psalms, the 104th chapter. He did not just throw a bunch of stuff out in a big bang and expect it to work. any more than we can take all the pieces of a watch, throw them on a table, and expect them to become a working watch. Instead, just like any craftsman, God put all the parts of the universe together with workmanship. Genesis 2, 2 and 3.
And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Which the point of that is not to say it was a bang or it wasn't a bang, but it was not an uncontrolled, violent thing like we think of when we hear it was a bang or an explosion. There was a skillfulness on God's part. Whatever the dynamics were of getting the stuff out there and it becoming what it was, there was skill involved in it. It wasn't just a burst like we think of that as being a random, violent, uncontrolled kind of thing. God uses the same workmanship through ministers to get a calling built in our mind, according to his counsel of what our calling is to be. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
This shows we are God's workmanship. He's done used a lot of skillfulness and a lot of workmanship to get this created in our mind. We are evidence of God's workmanship. And 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6 and 11.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Verse 11, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
And also Hebrews 13, 21.
Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
So all of the scriptures show God working. He has workmanship. He has skillfulness to be able to create these things in our mind.